Welcome to the Jesus for Generations podcast. I'm Sandy Clancy, and today we're asking, what's your testimony? The evidence of a transformed life is a powerful unspoken testimony. How we live our lives, what we say, our character and actions can have a lasting impact on those around us. The behaviour we model will affect our children and grandchildren. We can live lives that inspire our family, friends, and colleagues to come to Jesus. Or we can live in a way that causes people to turn away from Him. Scripture teaches us that what we say reveals what's in our heart. For out of the abundance of the heart, His mouth speaks. That's from Luke chapter 6, verse 45 in the New King James Version. So what is overflowing out of the abundance of your heart? What do your words demonstrate is in your heart? Is your heart filled with peace, joy, hope, love, goodness, kindness, patience, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control? Or is it filled with something else? Scripture says words are extremely powerful. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. That's from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 in the NIV version. We can use our words to either build people up or tear them down. We can see the goodness in others or search out their faults. Think back over the last week and the conversations you were a part of. Who did you talk to? What part did you play in the conversation? What did you say? Did you show empathy, kindness, love and understanding? Were you supportive and interested in the other person? If the conversation was about someone who was not present, did you honour them and refrain from gossiping in their absence? Or were you criticising and cursing others? Were you speaking out of anger and hatred? Were you unkind? It's important to remember that God loves us all, even the person you're annoyed with. Jesus showed us how to live good, fruitful lives. He said the most important commandments are, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. That's from Mark chapter 12, verses 30 to 31 in the NIV. We can all struggle with this. If you haven't been living these commandments, meditate on them. Ask God to forgive you and help you to change, so you start to speak and act out of love. This will change your life and your relationships. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. It'd be great if you could take the time to give me a review of the Jesus for Generations podcast on whatever platform you are listening from. I'd love to hear your testimony. You can leave a comment below, or alternatively, if you'd like to message me privately, ask a question, or let me know how your journey with God is going, you can reach me at admin@jesusforgenerations.com, and that 4 is the number 4. I hope you join me next week at the Jesus for Generations podcast for our next instalment. If you'd like to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, please click on the link to do so. Please share this podcast with friends and family who might enjoy it. God bless you.